This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's the live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. I promise we're not going to spend an entire show talking about the New Zealand shooting. We definitely, you know, spent two shows Friday and Saturday nights discussing that, but there was one piece of data that I thought was useful to share because we were discussing this story that I had just heard about, that there was somebody who was, you know, a licensed gun carrier who scared away the shooter from one of the mosques. And there's actually an interview that I think somebody posted on our Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. It's about 3 minutes and 40 seconds. I'm not going to play it, but I will link. Make sure I link to it on our social media, so Twitter.freetalklive.com and so on. I'll link it over there so you can see it for yourself. But it's one of the survivors from the massacre down there in New Zealand who explains exactly how he scared away. So it's the guy who scared away the shooter from one of the mosques. And basically what he says he did was he picked up the shotgun that the shooter had discarded. So he had come into the place where he had been doing shooting already, I guess, picked up the discarded shotgun, and then basically menaced him later on with his own shotgun.
It was empty.
That was empty at the time, but do you really know, right? If somebody walks up to you with the shotgun?
Not a good game to play.
Yeah.
So, is the shotgun loaded? Is a terrible, terrible game
right
to guess wrong
you,
in.
You may be able to ID it as your shotgun because he had, like, painted the guns. There was, like, words that he'd written on his gun. So he might have been able to, at a glance, maybe seen that it was his. But even still, he still wouldn't know 100% for sure if that person didn't have some ammo that they'd pumped into it or if he
found a shell that he'd dropped.
Or whatever, right? So who knows? Or if then that presumes he was even able to identify it as his own shotgun. There's a man with a gun, you know, leveling it at you. You're probably not going to be looking too long.
I will say
long.
This. If you are dealing with a mass shooter who's clearly a mass shooter and you have a loaded shotgun, shoot them. No, don't menace them. That would be my
suggestion. Well, right, but it wasn't.
Yes.
It wasn't loaded.
No, it wasn't. But, right. You know, like from the other side of it, if you happen to have a loaded shotgun, which clearly he did not.
Right. So his goal was to attract the shooter's attention. And at one point, he apparently got it. The shooter dropped his own gun and ran at that point and got into his car. He then gave chase after the shooter and chucked the shotgun at the car, apparently, and busted out one of his windshields or windows.
The side windows were blown out, remember?
Yeah, he blew out his own front and at least one of his, if not both of his side windows.
Okay.
So it might have been that he'd busted out the back window, and he said he thought maybe the guy thought that he was shooting at him because the window busted out, and he just hightailed it out of there. The shooter hightailed it out of there as quickly as possible. So that was an interesting story, and it did verify. The claim that we'd initially heard was that there was a licensed gun owner in the vicinity, and that wasn't the truth, but it was that somebody did have a gun, and it was one of the shooter's guns that he had discarded that he was then subsequently scared off with. So kudos to that guy for making that happen when police were nowhere to be found until
later.
Well,
it's lucky that New Zealand has such strong gun laws so that this didn't happen.
Oh, but it totally did happen.
Oh, it did happen. Yeah. So their laws didn't work?
Right. 50 dead.
Wow.
50 innocent, peaceful people are now dead.
In a gun-free zone?
Yeah, unfortunately, New Zealand is mostly
gun-free. Did they have signs
up
saying it was illegal to bring guns into the mosque?
You can technically own guns in New Zealand, but it's, you know.
Well, you can own a long gun, a semi-automatic long gun, meaning a rifle, in New Zealand. But owning a handgun gets much more difficult. Now, this guy enjoyed this crazed killer enjoyed these difficult laws to navigate because these laws are kind of set up for a crazed killer. If you're going to go on a shooting spree, don't use handguns. If you're going to do that, you know, you would want to use an automatic rifle. If you're going to want to protect yourself from a shooting spree, on the other hand, you need to pack a handgun every single day. And there are lots of people who are willing to do this. And here in the United States, these concealed carry permit holders, as we call them, are some of the least dangerous people, criminally speaking. They're a tenth as dangerous as cops, meaning that they commit crimes a tenth as often as police officers do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, things are working out
even
pretty
well.
Even
as police officers get caught for doing.
Right, correct. and police officers, their numbers are like a hundredth of the average citizen. So I'm not talking about police officers being highly dangerous or anything like that.
By even the Christian Anarchist says you can have a handgun in New Zealand.
You can.
Posted the laws in the chat yesterday. Sorry, Gene, I didn't see you post them, and I haven't had a chance to look at
according
them.
According to the news that I read, is that having a handgun is significantly more difficult than having a long gun. And this makes sense. And New Zealand is a pretty rustic place. In rustic places, people go and they kill animals in the woods. If you go and kill animals in the woods, you're going to want a rifle. If you want a rifle, it's nice not to have to do the bolt action thing every time, and there's a variety of reasons that a semi-automatic rifle is just convenient to have. It's a small magazine situation, but you can print large magazines on 3D printers, so, you know, that's not that big of a problem. I don't know what the magazines were that this guy had. I don't know where he got them. I don't know any of that stuff, but he probably could have had them delivered in Australia or someplace and then flown them in. I don't know.
So if you want to join us here, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I just wanted to give you that update. And also on the freedom of speech aspect of this, because we were discussing the, you know, the whether or not people should be able to see these videos if they want to, and I was saying, yeah, they should. I don't recommend that you see it. I don't think it's a good thing necessarily to look at the video because it's pretty sick stuff, but I think you should be able to access that kind of content online. And there's another headline here saying that Facebook has removed 1.5 million videos. This video, the shooting video, the one that we talked about over the past couple of nights, Facebook has removed it 1.5 million times since it was originally
streamed.
Sounds
like pretty good at getting it down.
Well, they have algorithms. They can match, you know, basically... Yeah. Essentially, they can take one frame or whatever the video, and they can match it up against something and say, you know, this,
that's it.
You can't have this
here.
So, they're according to the story, in the first 24 hours, they removed 1.5 million of these videos, at which 1.2 million of those 1.5 were blocked at the time of upload. So, somebody uploaded it, and they stopped it from even going out. Others might have tried to maybe change the video slightly,
sure.
Maybe crop it in, maybe, you know, reverse it or something to where it didn't, you know, it wouldn't then match whatever their detecting system was looking to detect for. So just thought that was interesting. Like, you know, Facebook is one of these companies that does not believe in freedom of speech. It's a private platform, and they can set whatever rules they want.
Facebook, if people want to use Facebook for something that Facebook isn't for, and I think that's the biggest problem.
You mean sharing videos? They certainly want you to think that it's for sharing videos.
Facebook isn't for you to disseminate news, not news in the sense of hard news, right? Soft news. We went to the beach today. Here's some pictures of my kids.
Right.
Here's my dog eating a sugar snap or whatever it is that you're talking about. Facebook.
Do you give sugar snacks to your dog?
I don't know. It sounds like a bad idea. you know, basically, it's just a medium for communicating with family. It's a medium for, you know, inspirational sunrise memes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, perhaps the workout videos, some recipes. You know, really just sort of average, mundane, everyday stuff. If you want to use this thing as activism, you're using it for the wrong thing, and, oh, by the way, everybody hates you. I mean, you know, ultimately, that's what it comes down to, is Facebook is a poor activism tool.
It's awful. They've crippled it. At one time, it was useful to create, like, events and invite people to those events, but they made it harder and harder to do those things, and basically now you basically have to pay Facebook anytime you want to actually reach people. It's essentially what they've done. And you've now got people, speaking of Facebook, coming up, by the way, there's a story, Mark, that you wanted to share on Medium.com, an opinion piece about why libertarians are turning to fascism.
Yes.
Which is sounds very disturbing, and I suspect those people aren't actually libertarians, but we can get into that.
Well, we've got to get Rich Paul's opinion on it, too.
Yep, it's absolutely. I'm glad that Rich is here for that discussion. But since we kind of
are
talking...
I mean, as the premier voice in the liberty movement, Rich, I think you need to come down on this one way or the other.
Oh yeah, I'm like libertarianism's Charlie Sheen.
There's more coming up here at toll free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Does that mean you're getting all the women in the libertarian
movement? Tiger blood, baby.
Odd, a gentleman never kisses and tells.
More on the way.
He's absolutely right, gentlemen.
Yeah, that's true.
And if she's working, he doesn't kiss at all.
It's Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want here. It's the live Sunday edition of the show. You dial toll free number 855-450-FREE. You can get on the air with us. talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. Coming up in about 3 months, it's ForkFest 2019, June 13th through the 18th. We will look forward to seeing you there because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from, or excuse me, we won't be live, but we'll be broadcasting from the event, recorded live.
Live to tape, yeah, as they say.
At ForkFest 2019, because it's just easier for us to do the show during the day and record it at our convenience and at the convenience of our guests, and then just upload it all at nighttime. And then we get to hang out at night, which is a cool thing to be able to do at ForkFest. It's happening again June 13th through the 18th. If you haven't come up to New Hampshire to check out this migration of freedom-loving people, this is a great excuse to do it. It actually is the 5 days before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, so if you want to extend your stay, you can go through ForkFest as well, and then it's like basically 10 or 11 days straight here in the beautiful, or there rather, in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. Now, the difference, the main difference between ForkFest and ForkFest is ForkFest is centrally organized, while ForkFest has no individual organizer. There's no group, no board of directors. There's nobody who's in charge of the event. So you are in charge of yourself. You get to decide what you do. Do you just want to come camp with other libertarians and voluntarists and like-minded, liberty-oriented anarchists? Or do you want to create something for those other campers to do? Do you want to put on a play? Do you want to put on a poker night? Do you want to put on a musical event? It's up to you, but you got to figure it out because nobody else is in charge except for everybody. So
are we going to have a burning Porcupine?
You should do that.
Okay.
ForkFest.
I don't know what a Porcupine looks like, but I want to.
We'll find out.
We're going to have to find out.
ForkFest.party. Again, that's up to you.
Jim Johnson has created in the past sort of wooden sculptures, porcupines that they then set
on fire.
Yes,
that's right. Yeah. That's right. I think that's...
maybe we could make one out of wooden forks.
There you go.
So get started. You can discuss these things with other people who are attending on the ForkFest Telegram chat room and the forum, which you can link to both of those over at ForkFest.party. And that's a good way to, like if you post a thread on the forum, you can get people commenting on that thread about it. And, maybe you'll find people to help you with whatever it is you're going to do. So who knows? It's decentralized, so nobody's in charge. ForkFest.party, mark your calendar for June 13th through the 18th. Coming up here, Mark, you've got an article we're going to get into in just a bit about libertarians. Are they becoming fascists? At least that's the opinion, apparently, of the person who wrote the story. I haven't read it, so we'll get into it in a moment. But since we talked briefly about Facebook and how they've been taking down videos of the New Zealand shooting, over 1.5 million uploads have been stopped. 1.2 million of them stopped before they even basically uploaded, and then the rest of them they hunted down later on. I'm against these sorts of things. I think that information should be free. I think that information should be allowed to be seen and to be heard.
But like I said in the last segment, that's not what Facebook's about.
I understand that.
Facebook's about...
I don't use Facebook.
And you shouldn't.
Just saying I don't think that they're doing the right thing here. That's all.
Okay. Well, if Facebook can't be everything to everybody, you're really not their client.
I agree. I'm definitely not their client.
You should.
But I can still have an opinion.
Okay. You can.
And,
I think Facebook is doing the right thing for Facebook.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Well, I think that for people who care about freedom of speech, they definitely shouldn't be on Facebook. In fact, the founder of WhatsApp recently agreed.
If people want to freedom of speech, please go to our Discord room at discord.freetalklive.com or participate in our forum chat. Where's
that one? Discord's pretty free, but it's still a centrally organized platform, and they don't want you there. They can still get rid of you.
There's better options.
Can videos be uploaded to Discord?
Yeah.
I think small ones. I'm not sure what the size. I don't know what the size limit is. It's certainly not a video sharing platform. It's a chat room, chat app. You can share.
Well, if anybody's in willing to send a copy, I would love to see a copy of this video. I have not yet.
I put it up on. It's been uploaded to DTube.
So oh, okay, groovy.
I'll grab
a DTube link then.
Yeah.
DTube can't be censored, right?
If you go to, so I understand it, DTube cannot be censored.
Nice.
And that video is still there. I checked it yesterday. So if you go to the Free Talk Live social media, so if you go to our Mastodon channel over at toot.freetalklive.com or our Telegram at telegram.freetalklive.com or Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com, you'll find the link there because I did post it there over the last 48 hours. So just scroll back a little bit and you'll find it right there.
Nice.
If you want to watch it, which I don't recommend that you do because it's pretty disturbing footage. I mean, it's basically a GoPro mounted to some dude's helmet as he goes around and slaughters, dozens of innocent
people. Well, basically, I want to look at it because I've seen some stills that are purported to be from that.
Mm-hmm.
film that show piles of body with no blood on them. And
I'm sure there's blood.
I don't know if that's real.
The resolution is very low.
What?
The resolution of the video is low, so you know you may not be able to see a lot of blood, which is one of the reasons why it's actually possible to watch it. It's not as gory as as it would be if it were in HD, for instance.
Right.
So there is that. So maybe the stills were taken from this low resolution video, perhaps, and that's why you didn't see it. But there's definitely some very some gross scenes where he's blowing away bodies from close range. I mean, relatively close range. At first, he's firing from sort of across a room, and then he approaches the bodies and just starts putting bullets in people's heads and chests and things like that. And it's
because I saw one thing that purported to be the video, but it really looked more like a really good video game animation.
That's what this was sort of intended to look like, I think. I think that's the reason why he did the, you know, the helmet cam thing. It looks very much like a video game. And this person would be of the age range to be very much into video games. He was 28 years old, spent a lot of time on places like 4chan and 8chan and, you know, places like that. So, I mean,
4chan I know about, 8chan I don't.
But then again, 4chan times two.
I'm 48, so I'm 20 years this guy's senior.
There's a bunch of these chan things out there, and 4chan
is just a big channel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're anonymous message boards, essentially, where people, you know, post whatever they want.
They look, I mean, I've seen clips from them. I've been on 4chan before, but I've seen people sometimes, every once in a while, people will post, screenshots of this stuff. And, the interface is just so awful.
Oh, yes, it's terrible. It's not
I don't know why people enjoy it at all.
Because of the content, I suspect there's stuff there that they can't see in other places.
Yeah.
Is the idea. So, I'm not the only person saying get off Facebook. It's also being said by the founder of WhatsApp. Remember that? You remember hearing about WhatsApp? Facebook bought it a while back?
Oh, that's so?
Yeah, you didn't know that? That's what happened. In 2014, WhatsApp was purchased by Facebook for billion pounds.
Gosh.
And the founder of WhatsApp is named Brian Acton. He has recently, this week, urged people to delete their Facebook accounts now during an address made to students. Mr. Acton, now the head, this is, by the way, the story from the Daily Mail, the head of a nonprofit WhatsApp rival, Signal. So dude left WhatsApp and moved over to Signal.
Not exactly the slickest bit of encrypted software out there, gotta say, guys.
Signal? What are you talking about, WhatsApp or Signal?
Signal.
Huh. Based on what? I mean, this is what Edward Snowden recommends to people.
I'm not saying it's not encrypted and secure.
Okay.
I'm saying it's not slick.
Oh.
It's what would you like to see slicker on?
Yeah. I use Telegram on a regular basis and WhatsApp on a regular basis. They
really
integrate with my experience significantly better. Mm-hmm. The Signal desktop app
crappy.
It constantly, I mean, every single day wants to sort of update. And then when it updates, it pulls itself off of my pinned bar thing. So I have to go back and hunt for it.
Weird, I don't have that problem.
It never opens, when I open the computer. Everything else opens up when I turn on the computer. Signal, no, not so much.
Yeah, a desktop app leaves a lot to be desired. But they are still like the go-to encrypted.
If you're
going to
make an encrypted telephone call, boy oh boy,
it's good for that.
Yeah, I use the Android version.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A fund set up for the families of the 50 people killed and the scores of people injured by the attacks on two mosques in New Zealand has already raised $3 million. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the suspect, who remains behind bars, alerted authorities right before he went on a shooting rampage.
I was one of more than 30 recipients of a manifesto that was mailed out 9 minutes before the attack took place. It did not include a location. It did not include specific details. I'm advised that within 2 minutes of its receipt in at least my office, it was conveyed directly to parliamentary security.
A national period of mourning now begins in New Zealand. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial on in here. Toll-free number for you is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The founder of the WhatsApp chat app has come out and said, delete Facebook. And this is after Facebook paid him £14 billion in order to purchase.
There's the crappy business partner.
Wait, which one? Facebook or this dude?
The guy who comes out and says, you know, when he sells his business, then tells people to.
Well, it's five years later.
I don't care.
Well, also, if you sell your business and your user base, and then you believe that the buyer of the business became an abuser of that user base,
it's
you
your
might
obligation.
Feel some residual obligation to the people who signed up for your service to say, hey, these guys I sold them to. Sold you guys to really aren't doing
the job the way I thought they would. It came as a stunning shock to this guy that Facebook would be interested in the metadata of his users and want to incorporate them into the greater business. No, dude took $14 billion, said, F y'all, and then...
Good for him. Why are you criticizing
him
for that?
I'm only saying that this is a crappy way to...
He doesn't need to do business with Facebook ever again.
He does not.
As far as I'm concerned, he got a one-up on them. Good for him.
Right. He agrees with you, and you love that. But this is a crappy way to treat somebody that you sold a business to. and a crappy way to treat your customers whom you sold to that business.
If they wanted to silence him, they should have put it in the contract. I don't think that you should have to shut up about your opinions of what somebody who buys your business does.
Yeah,
look at John McAfee, for instance. He says the same thing, and that business still has his name on it.
He does, yeah.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, I've worked on products that became not the product that I wrote. And
that's
disappointing. If I endorsed that product to somebody, I would want to withdraw that endorsement.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. If your name's on it, especially in McAfee's case, then it's even more important for you to withdraw
anything.
Exactly,
because if McAfee Antivirus does something that McAfee himself doesn't like, then, you know, he may well feel the need to say, hey, I'm not cool with they're turning the content of your hard drive over to the government. Which,
not saying they're doing that, but, you know.
No, I'm not saying they're doing that, but there's no reason they couldn't.
So WhatsApp founder Brian Acton said, according to the Daily Mail, that people should delete their Facebook accounts. During an address that he made to students, he is now the head of Signal, which we've lauded here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, great app.
It's what Edward Snowden has recommended to people. Now, just to be clear, there's no true privacy in the world of the cell phone, right? Because the cell phone could be, you know, could be cracked by the NSA, and then before you even hit the enter key on the text that you're sending over Signal, they might have snatched it up. So you never really know. If you need true privacy, whisper in somebody's ear or use PGP on a very, very safe device.
I'll go for a hike with that person. Use your texting device to set up a hike and then go on a hike.
So, but either way, Signal is sort of renowned as one of the more private options.
And if things don't work out in the conversation, at least you got a hike.
That's true. Mm-hmm. He has now called for people to reject Facebook by deleting its family of apps from their smartphones and other devices, which is something that I did relatively soon. As soon as Facebook split from one app into two apps and then it went to three apps, I was like, this is crazy.
I hated that. I don't have Facebook Messenger on my phone, much to the chagrin of many people on Facebook that want to communicate through Messenger, but I will not put it on my phone. I just don't want that thing.
Right, and the Facebook app kept ballooning up in size. It just kept bigger and bigger. Even while they're splitting off into other apps, the main app kept getting larger, and so years before I quit Facebook, I stopped using their apps.
And Facebook is very, very much like downloading the NSA's tracking devices to your phone and building yourself a profile. You would never do that, but the Facebook app is so much like that. It's one thing to have it on your computer, which tends to stay in a stationary location. It's another thing to, you know, Facebook wants to know your location.
You know, on that point, one of the final straws for me, actually probably the final straw, because last year at the very beginning of 2018, I quit using Facebook, but I still kind of maintained the account in existence, basically, because I had, you know, like a message at the top saying where you could find my posts on Twitter and, you know, Mastodon and other places. So for people finding my profile, trying to send them in a different direction, that was one reason. And secondly, because we have this Free Talk Live page, which, you know, it had been built to 90,000 likes over time, and just in case somebody needed to do something of an admin, you know, administrative level, I could do that. If it was necessary, I could do that. So then what happened was they sent a notice out saying that in order to continue administering your page, we're going to need to verify your location. And in order to verify my location, they wanted me to install their app, which I hadn't had on my phone for years. And so at that point, I was like,
nobody got time for that.
I was like, this is ridiculous. But I went ahead and at that time I was still thinking, well, it's still important for me to be an admin of this page, maybe. So I'll jump through the hoop and see if I can uninstall the app after I go ahead and, you know, validate the location. Maybe they'll be okay with me at that point. No. Once I validated the location and uninstalled the app, within a couple days, they bugged me again about it and said I had to revalidate. So basically, if you want to administer a page, or maybe it's one of the more popular pages, on Facebook, you have to have the app now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's it. Delete the account, or deactivate it, as they call it, because they won't even let you delete it until you die.
Right. I imagine that in demanding that people, activate it. But they probably lose less than 1% of people that send that buggy, that spammy little message to.
So Mr. Acton said here he's rejecting Facebook and saying to people delete their apps. It comes after the world's largest social network has been set by a string of privacy scandals. Mr. Acton has been openly critical of Silicon Valley firms like Facebook and Google in the past for their seemingly profit-driven approach at the expense of people's data. It is the second time that Mr. Acton has made the comment publicly. Last year he posted on Twitter, quote, "It's time, hashtag delete Facebook," following Facebook's failings involving a political consultancy firm. This week, of course, they went offline for, what, most of a day or something like that, or at least a portion of a day. The data of 87 million users was improperly accessed by Cambridge Analytica, linked to the Trump presidential campaign at the
time. And my problem with Facebook has nothing to do with their focusing on profit.
Mm-hmm.
That's a red herring. What bothers me about Facebook is they don't treat my data the way I want them treated. That's
well, they basically own your data, right? Like you sign up and you say, here you go.
Yeah, they treat it that way.
If they want to take a picture that you upload and turn it into a marketing campaign, they can, and they don't have to pay you for it.
But what's the difference between Facebook and Google in this way? I mean, you have a Google Android phone, don't you, Ian?
I do, yeah.
With Google Fi.
I have Google providing my phone service.
You have, right, and Google has the number. They actually own the number for the phone. And
the difference is, Google's useful and Facebook is purposely broken.
Purposely broken.
Google isn't a social network. Google is, their social network
and
failed.
Google doesn't claim the copyright on your content. Even Google Plus didn't claim the copyright on your content. Certainly your phone isn't claiming the copyright of pictures you take with your phone.
No, that's probably true.
I mean, I don't know that Facebook has...
You're comparing apples and oranges here. So it's not even a comparison. Well, if you're talking about privacy, you don't have much privacy with Google, but that's not my concern with Facebook. My concern with Facebook is it's a broken platform that is not useful and not helpful.
Well,
and
just
drives
so
people
apples
into
and oranges
arguments.
Are both sweet and sour. apples tend to be more of a reddish color, and oranges tend to be a more orangish color.
Yeah.
Although there are differences. There are also
there's like
green
yellow apples and green apples.
You can
compare
apples and oranges completely reasonably.
You can. That's
you
true.
Know, you just can't.
You just did it. There's just a comparison right there.
It's the first time for everything. So I don't think it's a fair, thing to even say.
Well, I'm just saying that, look, apparently you are willing to give up your location and your privacy.
Yeah, absolutely, to Google. I got no problem with that.
Yeah. And
I do.
Well, I got news for you. If you have a cell phone, you're giving up your location, whether it's Google or not.
I would say that's probably true. Yeah. I think you could get a burner phone and operate that way.
If burner
as long as no
phones
one knows you have
don't
it.
Really operate that way, the phone companies now go to great lengths to get your phone number, to find out who you really are, to get a credit card number, to make you activate your phone from another phone so they can at least track that. I don't trust throwdown phones anymore.
There's more on the way here. You can share your thoughts with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, if you want privacy, you probably shouldn't have a phone at all. Just move out into the middle of nowhere.
I got a project going.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This Free Talk Live, you can dial toll free to join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so hop into one of those if you want to get on the air with us and talk about whatever is on your mind.
All hail Discordia.
Indeed. So Ian, Rich, and Mark in the studio here with you tonight. And, by the way, Bitcoin.com, your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. Whether you want to learn the basics about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, they've got that. They've also got a Bitcoin forum where you can engage with the Bitcoin community and read the latest news on their news site at news.bitcoin.com. It's loaded up with information on how to choose your Bitcoin wallet, buy Bitcoin, and they'll even show you where you can spend your Bitcoin. Go to bitcoin.com to get started there. As we continue here, the founder of WhatsApp speaking out 5 years after selling his app to Facebook, saying on his Twitter, it is time to delete Facebook. And it's not the first time he said it, but it's relevant this week because a bunch of people were frustrated. There was apparently a Facebook outage earlier this week, and that left a lot of people wondering if they want to stick around Facebook. In fact, there's another headline that says Telegram got 3 million installs on the day. At that same time frame, basically, that Facebook was down, a bunch of people went and installed the competitor, Telegram. Now, Telegram's not a social network, but it is a chat app.
It kind of is, in that they have these rooms that can be very, very large, where everybody can post whatever they want, and
it's a chat room. I mean, it's not the same room, thing as a social network, but it is still a very, very useful app for chatting purposes and groups and all that. But Acton defended his decision to saying that he wanted his employees and investors to profit, and he didn't have the power or clout to say no. This, I guess, was his decision to sell for $19 billion.
yeah, well, selling a company isn't a one-man decision, yet the shareholders have to vote.
Yeah.
So he probably couldn't have stopped that if he wanted to, unless he was a 51% shareholder, which I doubt. It's hard to stay a 51%
yeah.
shareholder because
he was one of the
stop to pay for things when
right.
you're starting up.
He wasn't the only founder. He's one of a couple, at least a couple founders.
Yeah. So he was probably never 51%.
Yeah. Acton said he defended his decision, saying he wanted his employees to profit and investors to profit, didn't have the clout to say no. Speaking at Stanford University in California, he said, quote, "I had 50 employees. I had to think about them and the money they would make from the sale. I also had to think about our investors, and I had to think about my minority stake." So there you go. "I didn't have the full clout to say no if I wanted to." The former CEO said he didn't agree with Facebook's monetizing strategy on WhatsApp. Jan Koum, who's the co-founder of WhatsApp, also left Facebook a year later in 2018. So this guy left in 2017. So he sold out to Facebook in 2014 and then left Facebook from, you know, creative differences or whatever in 2017. His co-founder left a year later because he reportedly also didn't agree with their approach to user data and privacy. Both Mr. Acton and Mr. Koum had tried to find a way to monetize WhatsApp without bombarding users with advertisements. He said he pushed for a business model that would charge WhatsApp users $1 a year to use the app, as the company once did in its early days. The pair hoped a service model could align their interests with the user's need for privacy and security to counter Facebook's data harvesting to help advertisers target users. Quote, "It was not extraordinarily money-making, and if you have a billion users, you're going to have a billion in revenue per year," he said, "if you did a dollar per year. That's not what Facebook and Google want. They want multi-billions of dollars." And in an interview with Forbes, he described how Facebook had set goals for WhatsApp to hit a revenue run rate of $10 billion within 5 years by pushing advertisements. So anyway, he's saying get out of there. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Pavel Durov, the founder of Telegram, sent a message saying, quote, "I've seen 3 million new users signed up for Telegram within the last 24 hours. This was
the Russians
on Wednesday. That's right.
Well, I'll tell you what. I just tried to take the Facebook app off my phone.
Really?
And I was able to uninstall Facebook Messenger,
mm-hmm.
but Facebook itself can't be uninstalled from my phone. All
what?
You can do
Did
is
it ship
disable
with it?
It.
So it ships,
it ships
with Facebook.
With it. Now, this is a straight talk phone that mm-hmm. I've got. So I'm curious from listeners, does your phone force you to keep Facebook on there? Why don't you uninstall it and see if
That's
it, see what happens?
I think mine has... Yeah. Facebook. That Facebook. I installed Facebook.
You uninstalled.
I know.
You
I installed it. Yeah.
But
yeah.
then uninstalled.
No, I have it.
You
on
still
my
have
phone.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. See, and the thing is, if that code is there, then all you have to do is add hooks to it from another app, which I think is possible, and you may be able to call into that pile of Facebook code.
Even if you disable it, you think?
Even if you disable it, if they added, say, another app that was a Trojan horse. It mm-hmm. was there to do whatever it does, plus call into the Facebook thing. This is the sort of thing that you would do if, for example, part of what's in the Facebook app is CIA monitoring software, which takes screenshots. And that's how you get around secure apps, is it doesn't matter how secure your Signal app
right.
is. If there's something on your phone that will send screenshots to the FBI or the CIA.
Or keylogs or something like that.
Yeah, and even if they're not doing that for everybody, I have no doubt at all that they have ways to do that to people they've told Google are terrorists, and I don't see any reason they wouldn't tell Google that I'm a terrorist. So, you know, yeah. it's the way to do this is to not use commercial phones.
Well, you can also root your phone probably and install like a fresh operating system on there, and then it won't come with any of the software.
That's true, but we don't know. The other thing that can be done is putting things into the hardware, into the firmware,
sure.
into other parts of the phone. When electronic components become sufficiently complex, you can't know what
no doubt.
They do. You
and that's
have
one of the things that Chris Wade, who is our privacy nut here on Free Talk Live on Friday nights,
uh-huh.
he is the founder of Think Penguin, which sells hardware that is as privacy-centric as you can get, he's definitely somebody who's very concerned with the lack of privacy on phones. Is that something that your project is working on? You mentioned you
have a project. Yeah, well, I do have a project that I'm working on, and basically what it would be is your phone would be more... would be either a server that you were operating on the internet. Mm-hmm. If you were really concerned about privacy, you could set up your own Linux box to be your phone server, or you could get a phone server, just like you can install your own WordPress, or you can just create an account at WordPress.com. It would be that kind of thing, except there could be many WordPress.com.
So it'd be a Wi-Fi phone, basically?
It would be a Wi-Fi phone where, you know, obviously anything that goes through the plain old telephone service can be tracked. Mm-hmm. But if they tracked you, they would track you to a machine out on the internet, either yours or somebody else's. Yeah. And then you would have a handheld unit that attached to that server so that you could get data from it.
I see what you're saying.
But the handheld unit would be set up so that you can hit a big red button on it if you're getting arrested and sever its link to the server.
It's pretty handy.
Yeah, there are things that you can do, like putting the server behind a VPN, that will make it very hard for them to know where the server is operating physically.
So, pardon me if I don't know exactly how this would all work. I'm the Luddite in the crowd here. Wouldn't you want the phone to have some information? So you push this big red button, and it severs the link to the server, and then the phone's just this dead piece of software.
Yes, it bricks the thing. That's its job.
But
it can be then used to log into a different account on a server or whatever. You just have to log in again, basically, because the phone is what we used to call a dumb terminal. It doesn't have any intelligence on it. It's just a keyboard and a screen, and in this case, a microphone and a camera.
Doesn't that make it, like, really slow in the sense that,
it would make it slower.
It has nothing on the phone itself.
Yes, it would make it much slower. And sometimes, and the other thing is, in order to use this thing and in order to be truly secure with it, you'd have to exercise a certain level of tradecraft. You know, you would have to order your affairs in such a way that you weren't exposing this thing. So it's not a...
It's for privacy.
It's not necessarily for everybody.
Yeah.
It's for people that the government are really looking at. It's for revolutionaries.
It's for criminals.
It's for people who actually have something to hide.
I want to go to
people
speaking
who want
of phones,
to help them.
I want to go to Joe. He's waiting patiently here in Michigan. Go ahead, Joe. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WTKG in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, I believe his name is Jaron Lanier. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his last name right, but he's one of the forefathers of AI. He's got a bunch of videos on YouTube about this, getting rid of your social media accounts and how it's bad for you and everything. And, I mean,
stand by, Joe. I don't know if you're driving at something here, but hang on. We're going to bring you back if you can right in moments. We've got the news and your calls and thoughts. Welcome on the way at 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. More with Joe if you stick with us. And Ian, Rich, and Mark here in the studio. Coming up, are libertarians going fascist? We'll get into it on Free Talk Live.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.